Shalom. Jews around the world for the past years have been learning Nach Yomi. They study a perek of Nevi'im or Ketuvim, one a day. And today is the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. I thought I would add my contribution as I've been studying Tehillim for many, many years. So here it goes, Mizmor Aleph. But first, a little introduction. I believe that Tehillim is a microcosm. A microcosm means that you can look at this one book and it tells us a message for the entire Torah, the entire Tanakh. What's its message? I believe if you look at the first two words of the entire book and the last line in Psalm 150, there are 150 Mizmorim in Tehillim, then it tells us that this book is not just around 150 poems that are disconnected and disparate, but rather it's a story that's being told. What's the story? In a word, Ashrei Ha'ish to Kol HaNeshama. The first two words of Sefer Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'ish, it's about a single individual, but that individual is Ashrei, is fortunate, is praiseworthy, has reached a certain level of metaphysical joy because they have constructed and crafted a relationship with Hashem. But the conclusion of the book is when that individual has shared his message with the world, such that Kol HaNeshama Telel Yahuya. And our job is to go from Ashrei Ish to find our own voice, find our own Osher, and finally reach a way to teach the world, to deliver this message of God consciousness in the world, and that's Kol HaNeshama Telel Yahuya. We begin Ashrei Ha'ish, and I will recite the words in Hebrew, and then I will discuss the poetry that's involved and the explanation of it. The psalm is six psukim, and it's divided into three sections. The first two, the middle two, and the last two psukim. This is very important because in poetry, if it's a long sonnet, if it's a long psalm, there are many themes, and what's important is to divide each mini theme and to give it a title, understand what this is about. And then at the end, to construct it, you put the mini themes together to come up with a meta theme. The theme here is clearly in the first pasuk, and first two psukim, Ashrei ish asher lo alach ba'atzat rishayim, uv'derech hatayim lo amad, uv'moshav etzim lo yashav, ki im b'torat Adonai chefetzo, uv'torato yehageh yomam v'layla. If I had to choose a title for this first two psukim, I would choose a title from an actual pasuk from Mizmor Lamed Daled, in which the psalmist says, Sur Meira Vaseh Tov. How is a person fortunate? How is a person praiseworthy? So you might assume that the person is doing mitzvot, and a person is studying, and a person is teaching, and a person is giving charity. And yet, apparently, in this beginning of Psalms, the best way to achieve a relationship with Hashem is first to stay away from evil. Do no harm. Ashrei ha'ish, who stays away, who does not walk with the atzat, the counsel of the wicked. Uv'derech hata'im lo amad, doesn't stand together with the sinners. Uv'moshav leitzim lo yashav, and he doesn't sit together with the scornful, the people who are making fun. Of course, this ish, right, is a man or a woman, it's an individual who, in three different ways, in three different descriptions, they're staying away from, they're kind of, you know, it's an obstacle course of evil things that they're confronted with in their day. And the best thing to do is to try to stay away from them. As we'll learn later in the Mizmor, that they're the ones that are going to be the great problems that will prevent the individual from connecting to God. What is the antidote? What's the way that a person is able to go about staying away from these individuals? So then the second pasuk, the word Torah appears twice. Now in biblical poetry, each pasuk is made up of two halves. It's called the verset. And usually they are parallel. So they're saying in section B repeats it in just a different way. And that's what they're doing here in pasuk bet. Ki b'torat Hashem chefetzo. In the Torah is his chefetz, we'll discuss that. And his Torah, he will meditate over it day and night. So the answer is Torah, which is very fascinating, by the way, that already in when the Psalms were written, they were looking and using the word Torah as this body of work that is from a divine notion that can inspire you and bring you a connection to Hashem. That Torah needs to be our chefetz. What does chefetz mean? Now, throughout the learning that we're going to have, we're always going to notice that there are different interpretations, different commentators throughout history who are translating the different words. Chefetz has a sense of delight or desire. A person is desiring, aspiring to something. A more modern interpretation of chefetz is like an object that you own and is a part of you. And perhaps both of those are what the Mizmor is trying to connote when it says the Torah needs to be, you have to have some kind of ownership over it. And you have to aspire to Torah. And how do you do so? Yehageh yomam v'layla. When the psalm says the words Yehageh yomam v'layla, we immediately think of Sefer Yoshua, Perek Aleph, where Yoshua is commanded to v'hagita bo yomam v'layla, to meditate over the Torah day and night. And so the beginning of this journey of this individual is to stay away from evil. And you don't even need to study the Torah, you need to meditate over it, or you need at least to hold it precious, so that can be your guiding light, your lodestar. The second section says, okay, well, if you do this, what are the results? What's the reward of this individual? And here, the poetry employs a metaphor, an image in our minds, which is important in poetry. The poet, the writer, has an idea and is trying to convey that idea. And by prose, you just say, this is what I want to say to you. But in poetry, I want to paint a picture. Because if I paint a picture in your mind, then it comes, it's your canvas, it's your colors, it's your images, and we share, we kind of join together in appreciation of this message. So what's the message? The individual who stays away from evil is like a tree planted, ensconced by a stream of water that's nourished constantly by on the bank of the river. And its fruit, asher peryo yiten li'ito ve'aleu lo yibol, v'chol asher yaseh yatzliach. Its fruit comes at its proper time. The leaves do not wither. And all he does, he succeeds. And then the second half, always contrasting. Lo chen harishayim, kim kamotza asher tidfenu ruach. This is not the experience of the rasha. They are like the chaff with the wind, which the wind drives away. Now, this contrasting of the rasha and the tzaddik is really the theme of the Mizmor through and through. If we're looking at it, we have Rasha'im all throughout the Mizmor, and as opposed to the Rasha'im, we have this individual. Now, he starts off as an Ish, interestingly enough, and immediately, in the second section, he's Matzliach, he's succeeding, and still we have the Rasha, and we'll find out that by the third section, he's already turns into a Tzaddik. But in this second section, The image of the banks of the river and a tree and fruit and strong leaves, what is it teaching us? It's teaching us about permanence and transience. You know, when we think about our struggling every day and trying to serve God and trying to be good people, and then we see people who are less than ideal and yet they somehow are succeeding, and those questions, they nag at us, and we struggle with that. Comes along the Mizmor and says, that is just a transient experience. Don't worry. Their success is short-lived. The true eternal reward is the one who slowly and methodically, day after day, serves God and serves people in the world, and does that in the proper way. And that is the message of this tree. What's interesting is that there's a little bit of a transition from the chola asher yaseh yatzliach. It's referring to the tree And yet you can't help but wonder, you know, we usually don't say that a tree is successful. We say a person is successful. So I think the author is kind of blurring the lines here and saying, you're like this tree, and much like the tree, you take on these dimensions of this tree, which is pretty amazing if we can have the longevity of a tree and the power of the tree and learn the messages of the tree and become successful like the tree. Lochein harishayin. The third and final component is a restatement, actually, of this message, but really in more in the chambers of the courts. Al kein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat v'chataim b'adat tzadikim. Therefore, based on what we said, you should know the rishayim, they will not stand in the beitim, in the courts. They will not be standing there because there only will be the congregation of the righteous. In other words, when we get to, like, you know, the pearly gates or to the ultimate judgment, the Rishayim will not be able to stand up. They will be, instead of the Rishayim, they will be an Adat Tzadikim. Notice how this Ashrei Ha'ish has turned into an Adat Tzadikim, a congregation of righteous. The final pasuk says, Ki yodea Adonai derech tzadikim, bederech rishayim toved. For God knows the way of the righteous, and the way of the evil will perish. The derech, the path of the evil will perish. Note that in the Mizmor, it's constantly, right from the start, the amount of times the word rasha appears in the Mizmor, and the amount of times that we're forced to contrast the rasha and what the ish is trying to do to stay away from the rasha, and ultimately to gather with other anashim, and then to become an ada, and then transforms them to becoming tzaddikim. This is the beginning of the journey. The beginning of the journey is finding the right people, is finding a community, is learning how to stay away from those traps, those individuals, and going on the proper path, because that path is an eternal one. That path is a successful one. And that path will bring you, ultimately, osher, as opposed to the Rishayim, which will bring you perishment. Thank you very much, and shalom.